Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
It's time to hear from you. Kendall and Casey present Voicemails. Brought to you by QC Kinetics for non-surgical regenerative medicine treatments at 317-559-PAIN.
Good morning. It is 1034 with Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC, 317-684-8444. That is the phone number if you'd like to contribute your voicemail. Questions, comments, smart remarks, whatever you've got. We were talking earlier about all the potholes, and there's a number you can call to report them. And you posed the question, Rob, about can't you get reimbursed if it does damage to your car?
Yeah.
And somebody called, and they actually have an answer for you.
In order to get on the list to get paid for your tire damage, somebody must have already reported that particular pothole, and they must have had time to address the issue before your damage happened. Good luck, everybody.
So think about that. If that's the case, then that pothole has to be there for a while. Somebody else has to have called. You have to have experienced damage to your vehicle before you get reimbursed.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work out for you.
So let's just take our time fixing the issue.
I feel like the government is not on my side, Casey.
Okay, we've been talking a lot about the border lately, and somebody wanted to call and make a comment about Mike Braun, and do we believe him, and do we actually believe Donald Trump when it comes to deporting illegals?
So today I would like to steal Rob's favorite word, disingenuous.
Huh?
Am I the only one that thinks that the campaign for governor, Senator Braun, saying that he's going to round up and deport illegal aliens as a governor in the middle of the country is actually true and factual, and he's going to do anything about it? Or that Trump is going to be able to deport, what, 5, 6, 7 million people that Biden and Obama have let into the country illegally? Yeah, you know, we have immigration laws. We just refuse to enforce them.
Okay, well, I think he's got the best point there. We have the laws, but they're just not enforcing them.
Where have we heard that before?
Yeah, right here on this program. And how about those four illegal migrants who assaulted those New York Police Department officers, and what they now believe that they got on buses and they went to California and flipping off the cameras?
I've told you people this, whether it's business or politics or illegal immigration or whatever you want to fill in. If somebody doesn't fear the other side, they are going to steamroll everyone. And in this case, these illegal immigrants know Biden's a joke. They know these sanctuary cities are a joke. They know these governors are a joke. And they believe, and rightfully so, they can do whatever they want to do.
So earlier this week, we played that phone call that Joe Biden made to the family of the lost soldier.
Yeah.
And during that phone call, he said that he understood because his son was in Iraq.
That's correct.
And he lost his son there.
Yes.
And then I noticed about 7 hours after you and I pointed that out that all of the major news outlets were also reporting on it. Just saying that we were on
we're
that
always
one.
A leader, Casey.
I know, we are
always
leaders.
We're just light years ahead of the curve.
But here's a phone call about that.
Hey, Robin and Casey, just wanted to thank you again for all you've done. And I was listening to you earlier today how Joe Biden was comparing his struggles with losing a son in Afghanistan to the parent or the relatives of one of the soldiers that died last week. And I can just imagine he will, and he lied about it, of course. And I can just imagine him when he goes to New Palestine and talking about how he can relate to what they went through with the chemical spill where his maid spilt bleach on the floor and nearly ruined his new suit. I can just imagine how he's going to relate to him. It just makes me sick how that guy can lie like that. So Thanks again for all you do. Keep us all informed. Bye.
It's just like when he went to Hawaii and he was trying to relate to the wildfire out there.
Absolutely, 100%.
With his small kitchen fire, right? It's the same old story over and over again from this guy. And didn't Bo Biden pass away 4 years after he returned from Afghanistan?
Yes, it was nowhere close.
Yeah. Okay, so Jim Lucas making news, State Rep Jim Lucas making news the other day at the State House, and here's a phone call about that.
I understand your point about Jim Lucas, about him being a criminal, not necessarily a felon, and not illegal for him to carry a firearm, being able to carry a firearm where you cannot. I understand that. But I think you need to take a step back, consider the bigger picture, and put the fire where it needs to go, which is on these anti-2A people. They have made a mountain out of a molehill, and you're just busy engaging your own prejudice against Jim Lucas, which I understand. I get it. But I think you should lighten up a hair, and I know that's not in your character. Say hi to Casey for me. Later, Rob.
We appreciate that phone call. No, I'm not going to lighten up, because there's no reason that Jim Lucas with a criminal record should be able to carry a firearm somewhere, and I can't. There's none. There's no excuse for it. Other than Jim Lucas and the Indiana General Assembly write the rules so that they can have more than we can have.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not the first time they've done this, and it is not the last. If everybody remembers, and we went into detail on this yesterday, when the mask mandates, when Holcomb was trying to put people in jail for not wearing masks, the first thing the Indiana General Assembly, of which Jim Lucas is a part of, did when they came back during Org Day of 2020 was not stand up for you, not strike down the mask mandate for you. They exempted themselves. And if you went through the State House in the 2021 legislative session, you would see people all over that State House wearing masks except for the lawmakers. It is a better than you approach. And look, I've seen this stuff happen. Were you here when I went and gave blood at the State House?
No.
Were you here? So people remember, I guess it was either in between the two blonde ladies or the previous blonde lady. I don't remember. Longtime listeners will remember this. I go over there, the MS at the time who owned it, was doing this blood drive, and said, okay, hey, yeah, we'll go over there. I'll do it. No problem. And, you know, you're sitting there for like 30, 45 minutes, and these lawmakers, of which Lucas was one, but it was a lot more than him, are just cutting everybody in line. Like, what, is your blood better than my blood? Is your time more valuable than my time? This is the way these people view themselves, that they are better than you. It's why Diego Morales can endorse Jim Banks and play politics and engage in political behavior from his office and tweet that out, despite the fact that the Indiana Office of Inspector Generals, the top line on some of the political activity rule, don't engage in political activity during work because Diego believes he's better than you. He believes the rules don't apply to him. He believes he can do whatever he wants. There's no reason that me without a criminal record, if I did the exact same thing that Jim Lucas did, that I would go to jail and face very serious criminal consequences, but Jim Lucas with a criminal record can do it only because he writes the rules that way.
I got a very long...
Did I miss anything? Is anything I said there unreasonable or untrue?
Well, so I got a very long email from somebody who was kind of agreeing with you, kind of disagreeing with you. Part of it, he said, it's only in the administrative code, which could be changed by the administration anytime, about this, who can carry in the State House and who can't. And he said that it's simply a matter of separation of powers. And that's why Jim Lucas did that. And Jim would be one of the first people to make it legal for the general public
to carry in the State House.
And if that's the case, why hasn't he done that?
No. Bull. Why was Daniel Elliott here yesterday, the state treasurer, talking about how he's going through the General Assembly, of which Jim Lucas probably screwed that up for him, to try to get his people to be able to carry too? If it's just an administrative act, no, it's absolutely not. That's why the state treasurer was here yesterday telling us how he's testifying in front of not the governor, but the General Assembly,
right?
Because they make the rules.
Yep.
Jim Merritt was here yesterday. He was a part of the deal when they did that. He confirmed that too. They make the rules. Jim Lucas doesn't care about you at all. These Republicans don't care about you at all. And what Jim Lucas did yesterday had nothing to do with those kids. I have said time and again, I think Jim Lucas should be allowed. He's not a felon. He has a criminal record, but he's not a felon. Mm-hmm. He should be allowed to carry a gun in the State House. But so should I, because I don't have a criminal record. And these lawmakers, you people need to wake up about how little these lawmakers think of you. The fact that you're fighting me on semantics when they're treating you like garbage. There's no defense for this. There's no reason that lawmakers should be able to carry a gun and you can't. There's no reason lawmakers should have had to wear a mask and you did. None whatsoever, other than they believe they're better than you.
All right, one more phone call, and this is a compliment towards you, Rob, and it's saying how you should run for office.
Hey, I listen to your show. I listen every day. Absolutely love it. I remember yesterday you were touting and bragging about how good you are, and I have no doubt that you are, but quit bragging and quit talking about it, and please run for office. Show them how it's done. Show them how you can save the taxpayers money and do things right in the way government should be ran, not the way it's being run now. So God bless. Guys, have a great weekend.
Oh, that's a very nice phone call. And you know how I am. I would never say never. That is very unlikely to happen again. Number one, I've already done that. If you've, it's like, why did Michael Jordan quit after six? Yeah. There was nothing left to prove.
Right.
I've already done that. Why would I want to be, I was never more miserable personally in my life than when I was an elected person. Because my whole life was about other people. Because Casey will vouch for this. I have a bit of neurotic, very addictive personality. And as such, as I've grown as an adult, I've recognized I have to put guardrails around myself, which is to not subject myself to positions to do things that will ultimately make me miserable. And so why would I willingly, now with a wife and small child.
It would literally kill you.
It would.
Yeah.
I would be dead within 5 years if I went back in. Let's just say I decided to run for governor and won. If I almost died being a municipal elected official, what do you think would happen running an entire state?
Right.
And I have this. And this is way more powerful. And I talk to way more people. And I can get way more done being right here. And plus, look at how happy you are working with me each
day. I know,
I
know.
How could I possibly? And poor little Kevin.
I know.
What would we do?
We would miss you too much. We would miss you too much. You can't do that to us. Think of us.
Exactly.
You think of other people all the time, and your group of people has just gotten smaller.
The phone calls are always flattering, and it's never say never. And maybe when I'm 60 and old and my wife has had enough of me and it demands I leave the house more, then maybe. But I just...
Not today!
Casey, this is like the first time I can say this. The past... I've never been more happy collectively than the past 3 or 4 years in my life. I work with people I like. I have hours that I like. I do something that I like. I get... to talk about things that I like, and then I can go home and be around people that I like.
Exactly.
Do you know in my life, all of those things have never ever collided at the same time?
The stars have aligned for you.
Why would I give that up?
Don't change it now.